It is the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Would like to hear from you, 317-239-1009. How many sexual partners is too many? This whole conversation came from a story I saw online, actually a YouTube clip. It's ex-NBA player Jason Maxiel. He admitted to his wife they were in therapy how many women that he has slept with, because she obviously knows that he's been sleeping with a lot of women, and she even knows that he's cheated. Listen to this. This is kind of hard to hear their little therapy session that was on a TV show.
Does she know how many women you slept with?
No.
She thinks 8.
In our marriage.
In the marriage.
So while they've been married, she thinks that he's cheated on her like 8 times with 8 different women.
Do you think the number matters to her?
Yes.
It would be crushing for her.
I mean, how many has it been?
What difference does it make? Why do you want to know the number?
Just to know.
It's more than 50.
Is that marriage proof?
I'll say yes.
Now, how does that feel?
How do you think?
No, I need you to be in touch.
That's
with
disgusting.
It. That's
disgusting.
Why is more than 50 disgusting, but more than 10 ain't?
I'm not saying more than 10, is it? 8 is a lot. It was a lot for me.
She ended up crying, walking out of there, and he ended up admitting that, yes, he's cheated on her.
Oh, my
and that,
gosh.
That in his life, he slept with 341 women.
Oh, gosh.
That is a lot of anybody. 341 men or women. Like, I'm not judging. I'm just saying, damn, that's a big number right there.
That's gross to me.
Now, what number makes it not gross? If 341's gross, what number do we have to reach, Alex, where you're like, okay, that's not too gross?
I mean, my thing is, anyone can be forgiven no matter what your past is or what you've done in your past. There's not a rhyme or reason if you've had sex with 1,000 people or one or whatever. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter in God's eyes. I think for me, though, as a human being, as a person, if I'm looking at a romantic partner and I'm asking them, because I always do ask what their number is, I mean, more than one is not really ideal for me. But I also know that that's not realistic. I'm not saying that I can't be with them or that it's horrible, horrible. But yeah, ideally, I would like for someone to have one partner and I would like that person to be me.
I think it's interesting that you ask people that number
always
before you date them.
Always.
I don't ever.
I want to know every sore and every score.
See, but why would you want to? Because the only thing that matters is the time that they've spent with you and the way that they treat you and what they're doing when they're with you.
So wait, none of the previous ones, like, to you, Liv, matter. Like, let's say Jewel Daddy, I'm not even asking his number, but let's say he's been with 50 women. I think anybody would agree 50 men or women is a lot of people. Not like they're bad, but except for you.
I want to know.
I would think most people would say that, but would you?
I don't care. I honestly just don't care.
Okay, so are you asking for proof of purchase, so to speak, when it comes to testing? Because immediately my thing is, I ask somebody, even though we're not even getting intimate like that, because I'm waiting until I'm married, but I still ask because it's important to me. So I'll say, what's your number? They'll tell me, and then I'll say, have you ever been tested, yes or no? I am not going to date you if you haven't been tested.
Wait, you won't even date somebody if they haven't been tested, even though you're not going to do anything till you're married?
Yes, and here's why. Because a lot of times certain diseases like that, certain STDs, have implications for infertility, and that's something that's very, very important to me, and that needs to get checked out and, you know, fixed ASAP if you have one of those diseases.
Interesting.
So that's important to me, because if you let that go for 8 years or whatever, you could be completely sterile for all I know. And then you get married and then you find out later. It's like, you know, those are things you want to prepare for and know ahead of time.
I don't think I judge. And like, if I just was to do my number, I don't think Lindsay, my wife, has ever asked me my number, but I guarantee it's higher than hers. And this sounds worse than it is, but I don't remember everybody that I've been with, but it hasn't been that many. But I don't think I remember everybody, because I think I had like one time, like a one night stand. I met somebody when I was at a bar in Canada, but I've been tested. I'm paranoid. I think the first time I made out with a girl, I think I went and got an STD test. I just was that afraid of it.
Really?
So I think I do that, but I kind of wonder, because to me, yeah, like if Lindsay told me, she's like, I've been with 20 guys, I'm like, red alert, but yeah. I'm not trying to judge anybody, and I appreciate where Live the Web Girl's coming with this, but isn't there some kind of a number right there?
I just think, here's the thing. When you've got people like this, as celebrities or what have you, admitting to over 300 people, what was his number?
His number was 341.
Insane. And then people wonder why, you know, we've got STDs that are running rampant and all this stuff. There's nothing.
What's wrong, though?
People try to champion this, like, sexual awakening and, like, no number is, like, you know, you should be ashamed of. And I'm not saying, like I said, nothing can't be forgiven, but also, there's a rhyme and reason why God says it's the best plan to wait till you're married, because it prevents things like this from happening and heartache.
Shelly, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Does the number actually matter to you? Like, is there too many?
No, honestly, first of all, Alex, high five to you, babe, for waiting till you're married. Congrats, girl. That is amazing. We, like a whole group of us girls, are like cheering you on. You are
Thank
awesome.
You.
Yeah, you're welcome. But no, honestly, one time or 250 times, like, cheating is cheating to me, you know? And I've had this conversation in my marriage with my husband. I've only slept with one guy, so I can't say, you know, I've been with 400. But I've had friends that have had, you know, the same problem. Like, their spouse has cheated on them or their boyfriend, and it continuously happens.
Now, what about just in general? Let's say there's not cheating involved, but your now husband, before he met you, he wasn't waiting like you were. And maybe he's like, oh, yeah, I was about with 70 or so girls.
Yeah, tough question, right, Joe? Like, that's a whole nother switch on it. Like,
yeah.
I feel like that's a conversation that before you marry this guy, you know, like, going into this, you know, he slept with 70 people. My husband slept with one other girl before we got married, and that was, you know, something I had to question myself. Like, is this a guy that I think is going to be faithful and love me unconditionally?
Exactly.
Or is this a problem?
Now, it blows my mind, all these women, like, that say, even that are married. I have friends that are married and say, I've never asked my husband what his number is because I don't want to know.
But
and
why does
I cannot
that
wrap my head
if
around
he cheats
it.
On you, but it, you know, a person's moral compass isn't determined by how many people they've slept with or been intimate with.
You asking someone what their number is because it's going to depend on you dating them or not, or how you go forward in the relationship, because why else would you ask them? That's a straight judgment about it. You're making a judgment on that person on their past.
Yes, it is. It is a judgment.
Okay. I'm clearing it up.
I think because asking that question leads to the questions like, have you ever been tested? I want to know where your heart was. What were you going through during that time in your life? I need to understand the, like, mental, like, decision-making process behind sleeping with multiple women. That's why I ask these questions, because...
Oh, I could tell you. I was horny.
Sure, yeah. Well, and that might be it, but then I want to know things. I want to know, did you use... Yeah, I want to know, did you use protection with every girl? I want to know, did you love any of them? Were they one-night stands? Did you know their last name? Like, you know what I mean? It says a lot about a person, too. Like, what goes into the process before you make these decisions? Like, that's why I ask.
All right, Shelly, thank you for calling in this morning. We'll talk to Renee. She's in Greenwood. Who are you agreeing with today? We're talking about how many partners sexually is too many.
I do not agree with Alex at all. I agree more with Liv as far as I don't think the number matters, because it's your past. And to me, talking about the number or talking about if they love that person or whatever, that could just cause potential issues in your current relationship. And why does it matter? Because it was prior to being with you. As long as they've been tested, you can ask that without asking the number, without asking any of that information. You can still say, have you ever been tested?
To answer your question, I guess it wouldn't matter. You're right. Other women prior to you, I don't think that does matter if they're not someone that you're seriously trying to consider marrying. I think that's the difference. If you're dating someone just to date or to have fun, you're not seriously considering a future, a family, and marriage with somebody, then I guess you're right, it doesn't matter. But if I'm considering marriage, then that, I got to know everything. That's how I operate.
I don't. The person I'm marrying in a month, we never discussed our number, and we have a daughter together. To me, it doesn't matter because, again, it's what they do in your current relationship and how they treat you. Everything before that, it shouldn't matter to you because that will just make you question everything about them and who they are now instead of focusing on who they have been with you.
Okay.
Because people grow up.
Alex, stop it.
See, I just disagree with this. Like, to me, now there are women that don't want to go there because it will make them insecure and that will, like, fester into problems in the relationship. But I'm different. I am insecure when I don't know the answer to every single aspect of you as a human being. Like, that's why I go into such detail. Like, I want to know how every single number happened, what happened, you know, with that, like, everything. I want to know everything. And that actually makes me more secure knowing. I feel like I can move on when I know the answers to things.
It sounds like a trust thing to me.
But I trust him.
No, like, but clearly not.
If you trust him, you wouldn't ask.
Yeah, if you trust him, you wouldn't ask. If you trust him, then you would know that he has a good heart and is a good person.
And see,
and
I think all that.
You don't need to know those things. So why ask if you fully trust them?
I don't know how to explain it. I just love knowing like every single detail.
I think it's nosy.
Sure, it's a nosiness to me, but like I just operate better that way. Like understanding who you are as a person, like I said, of knowing every single thing about your life. I like to know everything. I would be more insecure like walking through life not knowing the answers.
All right, well, you know what, I think it's good that we had this conversation. I think it's good that we're honest. And as we wrap up, Liv the Web Girl, what exactly is your number?
It's 859-816.